Anthony Bourdeau is one of those organizing the anti-police brutality march and rally. He says he was disappointed by the police chief's decision to deny a parade permit for the protest. But organizers say they're now willing to meet with both the chief and the mayor to discuss options. Bourdeau says the planned rally is in solidarity with other protests nationwide. But Bourdeau stresses that organizers will maintain a peaceful, nonviolent event. He says this rally isn't singling out the Rapid City Department alone. He points to alleged brutality incidents involving tribal police as well.
Police brutality in general has no color barriers, race, or creed. You know, we're doing it for police brutality everywhere. I mean, but South Dakota is known for a lot of police brutality that's, in the eyes of Native Americans, unjustified.
Rapid City Police Chief Carl Jagera says he agrees with some of the protesters' concerns.
I'll be the first in line to tell you that I am opposed to police brutality. That is something that I would not and do not tolerate under any circumstances.
But Jagera says he denied the protesters' permit to march during the Lakota Nation Invitational High School Tournament because he has public safety concerns. Jagera says he's not attempting to deny anyone's free speech, and he's willing to meet with those planning the event to discuss alternatives.
Regarding race relations, I'm interested in taking part of the dialogue. I think that I have a lot to offer. I think that law enforcement has a big piece of this puzzle.
Those organizing the separate Lakota Nation Invitational, where the proposed march would begin and end, say they have not taken a stand on the planned protest and have no comment. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Charles Michael Ray in Rapid City.